Thank you for listening.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B. of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Reed and Minister Beat. We are going to be talking this morning about agreement and unity. Amen? We are going to be reading from the book of Matthew's 18th chapter, starting at verse 18, 19, and 20. Praise God. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Praise God for the word today. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall stand forever. Thank God for the word. We're going to focus on verse 19. I'm going to read it one more time. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily B. and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. Today I am going to be talking about restoring us, shine on us, and the favor of God. Amen. To shine means, in modern expression, to smile on us. Amen. And we all want God to smile on us. Amen. The scripture reads from Psalms 80 and verse 3. Lord, restore us. Cause your face to shine on us and save us. I am paraphrasing what the words say. Amen. It is God's desire to restore us, favor us, and deliver us, okay? Amen. It's God's desire to restore us from dead religion and dead places. We have become a country club atmosphere rather than moving with the Holy Spirit in our churches today. Amen. In this, I mean that everyone knows everyone and says hello, hug each other, but have no real connection or support outside of the church, some of us. The fundamental role of the church is to equip the saints and send them out. Amen? It's to equip the saints and send them out. And you are equipped by the word through prayer, and meditation, and doing what scripture says do. Amen. taking back things the enemy has stolen from God's people everywhere, not just your own personal situation, but to people all over the community. This is a whole community where God wants everybody saved. God sees us all the same way. He loves us all. And the atmosphere of the church is to regenerate us, refuel us, recharge us, so we can go out and get our brothers and sisters that are lost. Not to put them down, not to talk about them and their situations, but to try to find out how we can help in their situations. Amen. Taking back things the enemy has stolen from God's people. Not just you personally, but God's people everywhere. Teaching others how to fire their weapons so we can all win. Amen. It's like a military community. That's the way the atmosphere of God is supposed to be. We are supposed to be equipped to go out and take back things the enemy has stolen from the people of God everywhere. That is about it. It's about unity, people. Not just a select few. We all belong to God and supposed to be helpers of one another. We quote these scriptures. We say we are helpers of one another, but who is our one another? Is it somebody sitting next to you, or is it a neighbor across the street? One another means us all, amen? Because we all belong to God. He loves us all. Be aware of the needs of people around you. God, open our eyes and heart so we can see. We need to desire to get the work. We all need to know that we are being equipped to work. Like soldiers in the army, we are equipped to work. We are not equipped to just come to church every Sunday and fill up on the word of God and go back outside and do nothing with what we have learned. We are supposed to be doing stuff. Christianity comes with responsibility, people. Not just sitting in church on Sunday morning, going to prayer on Wednesday night or Friday night, whatever. Those things are great, but we need to start doing something with what we have. Amen? We are supposed to be equipped to win, to fight the enemy. The devil is a real enemy, and he's stealing the people's lives of God. Amen? He's stealing the people's life. And we're just sitting by talking about what's going on, and ain't nobody getting involved in nothing. It's easy to talk. Like I used to hear a long time ago, talk is cheap. But what are you doing with what you know? Not the next person, what you know. And we all should know something about God and his word if we claim to be his saints. Amen. I'm just saying. All right. Many of us are constantly overwhelmed by the pressures of life. Like Paul wrote, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are pressed, people, but we are not crushed. In other words, we are not smushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. All these are constant contributors to our life, but they're not the end of our life. Amen? God has equipped each of us to get up, get busy, get moving. Because God is a moving entity, amen? He does not stand still. He's always moving. God will preserve and keep us. But that comes with acknowledging who he is, the creator of all things, amen? God ain't your buddy. Amen. He is the God of the whole universe. We can't just treat God like he is a human, because he's not. He is a spirit. Just as we are spirits. Amen. We are not flesh. We are spirits. Amen. We as people of God needs God's protection, healing, and favor to be a success in any of life endeavors. Whatever we attempt to do, you need God's presence, you need God's favor, you need God to move upon whatever it is you're trying to do. Amen? And here in this Psalms, you find the people pleading to God to let his presence and his face shine upon them. This is talking about Israel when they were traveling from Egypt, how they had fell out of favor with God, how they were worshiping other gods, how they were doing any and everything before God. They were being rebellious toward God. So they felt like, because of the situations they had created, they felt like God was far from him. They felt like God no longer loved them and wanted to take care of them. And it's not true. God still loved them. God still favored them because he had planted them in the land that he took them. So they weren't there by an accident. That lets you know wherever God plants you, you're not there by an accident. You have something to do for God. Amen? And they just felt distant from God because he was not performing like they wanted him to. Amen? For lack of a better word. But God is the same way today, people. When we get way of faith, when sin comes in, and sin is the thing that separates us from God. Let's just be clear. Sin separates us from God. That's why Jesus went to the cross to be a way back. Amen? But you got to go back. You cannot just keep going and going and going and not turn back to God. This is what we are talking about, restoring us. God's face shining on us. That means we got to turn away from what we're doing. We can't have our hand in the world and have our hand on God and expect God to do some restoration. It's not going to happen. Amen? The first thing we need to do is assess our situations. See what's going on, why we feeling that way. Because it's something that we have done. It's something that we are not doing that's causing us to feel separated from God. Amen? Amen. That is what I'm talking about today. Our churches are in disarray. We see people. We hear people. But do we really acknowledge people? We got so many situations going on in our community, in our homes. We don't have to look outside the window. We can look in our homes and see disarray going on. And you know what I'm saying here? In a business world, we assess a situation. We find out what's going on, what we need to do and correct. It's the same way if when we're in the military, you go out on a mission. When you come back, the first thing we need to do, sit down, and we used to call it recon. That means you go over what you did, what happened, why it happened, and what caused it to happen. It's the same thing with the saints of God. We need to figure out what's going on in our community and not just talk about it. We need to get up and get out and get involved. Because we all have a part in this. This is a community effort. We can't single it out and say, that don't concern me. That's not my child. My child is a good child. You don't know what's going on with your child. So you need to assess the situations that's going on so we can know how to go to God and plead with him and pray to him to change our mindset, to change our heart set, to know and seek God so that we can love one another. Love people. That's what this is all about. In Romans 8:28, it says, everything